I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Denny Hamlin won NASCAR's first Wednesday race since 1984 when rain stopped the event with 20 laps left at Darlington Raceway. This year's Daytona 500 winner was out front, but out of fresh tires and trying to hang on when he got unintended help from Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Kyle Busch. The reigning Cup champion caused Chase Elliott to crash 8 laps earlier, which brought out the caution. A furious Elliott waited for Busch on the apron of the track and flipped Busch the bird as he passed by. As NASCAR cleaned the track, it started to rain and the cars were called to pit road under red flag. After the race, Busch immediately copped to the error, saying, "There's no question I made a mistake and just misjudged the gap." Meanwhile, a fox was scampering across the deserted track. It was a 1-2 finish for Joe Gibbs Racing and Toyota. Hamlin has won 3 times at Darlington now and has 2 wins this season. The start of NASCAR's second race back during the coronavirus pandemic was moved up an hour because of poor weather, but that was then delayed nearly 90 minutes because it rained most of the day. NASCAR has an ambitious return plan of 20 races spanning its 3 national series between last Sunday's return and June 21st. Spectators are not expected to be permitted to any of the events in this span. The teams make the 2-hour drive to Charlotte for Sunday's Coca-Cola 600 at 5 o'clock our time, and then a 310-mile race will be there as well on Wednesday. The NCAA Division I Council voted Wednesday to allow voluntary on-campus athletic activities to resume in football and men's and women's basketball starting June 1st. After the pandemic forced the shutdown of sports across the country, the council banned all on-campus athletic activities. That moratorium was set to expire May 31st. On Wednesday, the NCAA revealed the decision and its ensuing conditions after a virtual meeting, while also saying the status of additional sports will be determined at another time via electronic vote. Already, athletic directors are making plans to have athletes return to campus. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said on a teleconference Wednesday that the school would allow voluntary workouts to resume on June 8th, pending university approval. SEC athletic directors are expected to meet with health experts on Thursday and then give a recommendation to university presidents and chancellors about whether they should begin a phased reopening or extend the moratorium on in-person, on-campus workouts. Other conferences, including the Big Ten, are lining up similar calls. When student athletes do return, they'll find a new normal. Athletics officials are expected to lay out protocols to try and maintain a safe return, including small workout groups, maintaining social distancing, constant wiping down of equipment, and the use of masks inside facility buildings. Many schools are making plans for a deep clean of their facilities before athletes return. Voluntary player workouts will be permitted inside the Minnesota Timberwolves practice facility starting Thursday morning. As with other NBA facilities that are reopening, Mayo Clinic Square will follow strict rules during the pandemic. Wolves president of basketball operations, Gerson Rosas, said star center Karl Anthony Towns has been incredible through this whole process, despite the death of his mother, Jacqueline Cruz Towns, due to complications from the coronavirus on April 13th. The Timberwolves plan to have a handful of players who are eligible to take part in Thursday's workouts. All precautions are being taken for players and staff to remain as healthy as possible, including a 45-minute workout limit, one coach and one player on the floor at a time with a 12-foot social distance, and masks being worn at all times except for when players are on the floor. Dr. Robbie Sicca, the Wolves' Vice President of Basketball Performance and Technology, says the team and the Mayo Clinic are spearheading a league-wide study that aims to establish what percentage of NBA players, coaches, executives, and staff have developed antibodies to the virus. Some baseball players are hoping for tweaks to Major League Baseball's recent health protocols proposal as discussions continue about how to safely restart during the coronavirus pandemic. Mostly, players want to know whether some in-stadium and clubhouse restrictions can be loosened based on the plan to frequently test players and staff for the virus. Major League Baseball's protocols inside team facilities call for major changes to previously normal routines. First of all, no spitting. How are they going to do baseball without spitting? Or even showering allowed at the field, to no use of recovery equipment such as hydrotherapy pools and cryotherapy chambers. Many aspects of day-to-day life would change. Even team buffets can be banned. The crux of these players' argument is if everyone who will have contact with the players has tested negative, including the players themselves, why all the protocols? They argue the virus can't spread where it doesn't exist. Jessica Metcalf, an expert in infectious disease dynamics at Princeton University, said that a risk remains because the tests are not perfect. Experts also say using the least invasive and quickest testing methods could bring false results. While some believe the in-stadium protocols will be tough to maintain, others are worried about the off-the-field regulations. The league is hoping for near isolation on the road, but that might not be feasible. More than one agent has expressed concerns about clients in their 20s. I'd actually be more concerned about the more experienced players. Sports, news, and local information can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And we're also there on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.